So, you have a James Bond movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
And for this one, I was thinking we could do kind of a gritty reboot of the character.
What do you mean?
Well, Christopher Nolan did that with Batman recently, and people went nuts, so I figure we should, you know, do that with everything for a decade.
Well, that does sound like a pretty good plan, but I thought James Bond was already gritty.
Well, in the last movie, we had him kite surf on a tidal wave.
That sounds gritty to me.
It wasn't.
He could have died. Well, I'm just saying it could be interesting to make this one in a way that's not like a wacky cartoon.
Okay, so what did you have in mind?
Well, first of all, I think we need to recast the character.
You don't think Pierce Brosnan is gritty?
I think he looks like if a comfortable turtleneck came to life.
He does look like he gives good hugs.
Right, so I think we definitely need somebody a little more gritty.
Did you have anyone in mind?
To be honest, I'm not super familiar with British actors. The only one that comes to mind is Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm pretty sure he's busy with the Harry Potter films, and also he's a teenage boy.
Right, of course. What about Michael Gambon?
He's in his late 60s and also busy with Harry Potter films.
Maggie Smith?
Old female busy with Harry Potter.
Oh, how come I can only think of Harry Potter actors?
Well, those movies have snatched up most of the working British actors in the world.
Oh, dang it.
Tell you what, I'm gonna call our British division, let them figure this one out for us.
We have a British division?
Yeah, it's where we steal all of our TV ideas from. Hey, we need a new gritty James Bond. Can you guys get back to me with an idea ASAP? Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we'll come back to this. The Americans want another actor for a new Bond film.
But I was just about to get to the part where all the characters are wearing period costume for no reason.
Will all their dialogue be thickly laced with sarcasm?
No, all of the characters are going to say directly what they mean.
Very sophisticated.
I was also thinking we could shoehorn a load of catchphrases into entire sections of the script.
Shoehorning catchphrases into scripts is tight. But isn't it going to be difficult to force them into entire sections?
Actually, it'll be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you explain how?
Oh no, I wasn't actually prepared to back that up with anything. Is it all right if we just kind of move on?
Well, whatever then. Little Britain got away with it. Seriously though, we need a new actor for Bond. And the movie's come out ever so slightly before the release date in America, so we'll need to act fast.
All right, well if we're short on time, then I'm thinking maybe a Daniel? Daniel Radcliffe? No, he's not very gritty and he'll be busy with the Harry Potter films. Daniel Day-Lewis? Possibly too gritty. What about Daniel Craig? Too blonde. Can't have a blonde Bond. It's weird, it rhymes, and I'm pretty sure it was outlawed by the Queen in the 70s. Alright. Liam Neeson? Far too blonde. Idris Elba? Too blonde. I don't think you know who Idris Elba is. I said too blonde. What if I were to suggest Daniel Craig for a second time? A second time? Yeah. What if I just literally suggested him again?
Well, that sounds great, thank you very much. So they're going with Daniel Craig?
Well, okay, and I have to say it was pretty uncomfortable just now how you and I were just standing here in complete silence waiting for him to call back.
It was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, so who's Daniel Craig exactly?
Oh, he's done a lot of stuff like Road to Perdition and Layer Cake.
What's up with him having two first names though? I don't know about that.
That is pretty dang ridiculous. Pick a first name, you weirdo.
Anyway, so back to the movie.
Oh yeah, what's gonna happen in this thing?
Well, Bond is gonna be on a mission where he has to capture a guy alive, right?
Right.
And so he's gonna chase him using parkour.
Oh, that's popular on the internet.
Yeah, that's literally the only reason I wrote that in here.
Very smart.
Anyway, so at the end of the chase, Bond is gonna shoot the guy in the chest and blow up an embassy.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, big boom.
What happened to capturing the guy alive?
Oh, yeah, I guess I got so excited about the parkour I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Anyway, so then Bond is gonna track down a guy that sent a message to the guy he just killed.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're gonna have a little fight in public, and Bond is gonna stab him in the stomach with a little blade, and so obviously he dies instantly.
Of course, a little knife to the stomach is instant death.
And all of that's gonna lead to Bond going up against the big bad guy of this movie, this guy Le Chiffre.
Le Chiffre?
Yeah, it's French for the number, because this guy's really good with numbers.
Is he French?
No.
Oh.
Also, he has this crazy thing where sometimes he cries blood.
Is that gonna affect the plot in any way?
No.
Oh, eyeballs that bleed for no reason are tight.
Have you encountered those before?
Yes.
Oh, very mysterious. So anyway, Le Chiffre uses a warlord's money to buy some options on an airline company, and he plans on blowing up their new plane that they're unveiling and making a bunch more money.
Right.
But then Bond stops that plane from exploding, so Le Chiffre's in big trouble with that warlord.
Right, I imagine warlords don't like when you lose their money.
Yeah, so he sets up this high-stakes poker tournament in Montenegro to try to recoup some of that money.
And so Bond and MI6 find out about this?
Exactly, so they arrange to have Bond play in the tournament too.
Wait, why do that?
So he can get close to Le Chiffre and bring him to justice.
Why not just go capture him, though?
Well, if the bad guy loses the tournament, then he's gonna be desperate for protection.
So the warlord and his people would come attack him if he loses, but he already lost their money?
Yeah.
I don't see why he doesn't already need protection.
So anyway, during the tournament, the warlord comes to attack him.
So he does need protection.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does.
They should probably just bring this guy in right away.
Yeah, and also because Bond is using government funds, if he loses, they'll have directly funded terrorism.
This is a terrible plan.
Maybe, but at least this way the fans get to watch James Bond play cards for an extended period of time.
And people will like that?
I don't know.
Feels like we should spice that up a little bit.
Oh, well, I do have a thing where Bond's gonna get poisoned during the game.
Oh, yeah, see, that's exciting.
Yeah, and he stumbles out to his car because he has a magical resuscitation machine in there.
Wow.
And then he can't get it to work in time, so he dies.
What?
Oh, just for a minute. Then this woman Vesper that's with him comes to save him.
Why didn't he go directly to see her when he knew he was poisoned?
Unclear.
Huh, well, it's gonna be tough for him to get back into the card game after that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just immediately fine and carries on.
But he died.
Yeah, a little. No big deal.
It feels like a big deal.
Well, it's not, so absolutely get off my back about it.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so eventually Bond wins the tournament, but then he gets captured.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and Le Chiffre has this weight on a rope, and he just swings it and hits Bond in the balls over and over and over again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then a dude comes in and shoots the bad guy in the face, and Bond wakes up in the hospital.
So he died and then recovered, but then he got hit in the balls, and that was too much?
That's right.
Huh.
Anyway, so then he wakes up, and he has a nice love scene with Vesper.
They're gonna have a love scene while he's in the hospital for having his balls crushed?
Yeah, super romantic stuff.
Okay.
And then he's gonna tell her that he loves her, because they spent like 3 days together.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, and then we're gonna spend about 30 minutes on them being in love and just having a great time.
Oh, that seems kind of excessive.
Well, we really want to sell the idea that maybe James Bond is gonna settle down with this woman, you know? Quit being a spy forever.
Even though nobody on Earth is gonna buy that?
Even though nobody on Earth is gonna buy that.
Well, okay then.
But then it turns out that Vesper was gonna steal the poker money because her boyfriend was kidnapped.
Oh, plot twist.
Yeah, so Bond chases her down and kills a bunch of bad guys, and then she drowns herself.
Why does she do that?
Because she can't be in the next movie. This is James Bond we're talking about.
Oh, well, that's very considerate of her to kill herself for the sake of the franchise.
It is, and so yeah, that's about it.
Well, it sounds like a fun new take on Bond. I'll get this Daniel Craig guy on the phone as soon as possible.
Oh, how do you think Pierce Brosnan's gonna take it?
I'm sure he'll take it well.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Big thanks to Ollie Fierl for helping out on that one. You can check out his stuff on YouTube at Victorious Sponge. We also have over 100 pitch meetings on this channel if you want to check some of those out. You can let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And don't forget to like, subscribe, tweet, share on Facebook, tell your neighbor about the videos. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.